if you are travelling on the M1 today or over the next few days, look up just quickly, northbound.
And just flip a wink to Plotty.
Yeah.
Who's proudly announcing Triple M 107.7 having a 50th birthday on the Central Coast.
It's going to be big tomorrow because Triple M is celebrating 50
years.
Well,
the bandwidth is because 2GO was preceded Triple M on the Central Coast.
And they had different numbers and they were AM at one stage, so we are celebrating 50 years of radio.
But still out of the same base.
Damn straight,
Robert. Henry Parry Drive.
Damn straight. And we've also...
I've always wondered how on earth they chose this location because it is deep in a valley.
I don't know.
And you've got to send a signal out.
Yeah, I know. They've got a big aerial.
It is.
But we've been looking over the last couple of days at big news events that happened on the Central Coast. And one was about 10 years ago, and it happened off Avoca. This is courtesy of Channel 10.
HMAS Adelaide hasn't been in service for 2 years, but she can still pull a crowd.
We're very interested in seeing the HMAS Adelaide. I brought my boys with me this morning.
It's a part of history for the Central Coast, I think, today. And what a beautiful morning for her, aren't they lucky?
Protesters delayed the scuttling of the ex-Navy ship for a year, but the wait still wasn't over. The Big Bang was put off for another hour and a half because of a pod of curious dolphins.
Those pesky dolphins.
That's not fair.
Thousands rocked up, and this man had the best seat in the house on that day. His name is Cam St. Clair, still works with our radio network, joins us this morning. Good morning, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Good morning, Paddy and Rob. How are you going?
Not too bad.
Happy birthday?
Mate.
Happy, yes.
Yeah. 50th birthday, 50 years of radio, Cammy, celebrating on the Central Coast.
That's a long time, and proud to have been a part of it, along with you, Paddy, and Rob as well. And it's been, I heard you say just before, I don't know how they chose 49 Henry Parry Drive as a location for a radio station, because you may as well, to be honest, build a radio station in a massive tunnel.
Yeah,
the amount of problems caused over the years. Put a radio station down a mine in a cave, and that's pretty much exactly where we are.
But from humble beginnings, we've progressed, Cam.
At least we got free parking. That's all right.
Yeah, exactly. Now, mate, on that day that the HMAS was scuttled off Avoca Beach, you did have the best seat in the house, didn't you?
I couldn't believe it. That was one of those moments where I thought I've nailed a pretty good job here when the boss goes, hey, we want to do some like live crosses on the air. On the air, in the air. And do you want to, get in the chopper? And I had never been in a helicopter before. So that was quite appealing. And B, you're floating a few hundred meters above the beautiful Central Coast, watching, a very important event occur live was amazing. It was incredible.
Wow.
The view was spectacular. I've still got loads of photos and video of it and stuff. And yeah, still tell the stories to this day.
What an exciting thing to watch from right above it. Did you see, were there explosions? Tell us about how they sunk the ship.
Well, it was. I heard later on that a lot of it was bit of bravado. So they put fireworks, and I think the vision that people might remember is like a big puff of smoke and a big flame and stuff coming from the top of the ship when the countdown hit zero. But apparently that was all basically just for show. In the end, downstairs, in the hull of the ship, they just had a bunch of corks, and the corks got pulled out, and down she went.
Perfect.
But when you've got 10, 15,000 people on the beach, and the lots of people watching via TV and stuff as well, you need to make it look good, right? So I think the fireworks certainly made it more than it actually was. I also, one of the things that I remember thinking at the time was, oh, there's this huge build up, and I think you remember there was a competition for someone to actually press the button that detonated the ship.
Mm.
It was this huge build up, but in the end, the ship was gone in like 15 seconds. That was it.
It was
like, all right, well, what do we do now?
It is made of steel, and it had holes all through it.
Because it was massive. Yeah. It was 138 metres, and it went down to a depth of 32 metres. But, and Camp, there were thousands of people there.
Oh, it was packed, absolutely packed. And then, of course, stuff with the dolphin gate as well.
Yes,
having to put it off. They had the Channel 9 and Channel 10 choppers in the air. And, they were burning something like $200 worth of fuel a minute. But they were up there for 45 minutes. I think at one stage, one of the choppers that we hired was running low on fuel. And they had to go back to the base at Erina, refill, and then they were worried that they were actually going to miss it because they'd waited for so long.
Damn dolphins.
So, yeah, exactly. There's still a little, I think there's a bit of a conspiracy about how the dolphins actually managed to hit the warm water flow as well. Some people think that someone tried to drive, like, you know, basically herded them and drove them to close enough to the ship to stop sinking. And...
What's that, Flipper? They're scuttling a ship, Flipper. All right, go get your friends.
But, mate, it was just one of those events on the Central Coast that people still talk about. And it's 10 years later, Cammy.
I can't believe it's been 10 years. It doesn't feel like that long ago. But, yeah, it was the perfect day for it. And, you know, what an incredible thing for the Central Coast. Like, I know heaps of people that dive it. I've always said, oh, I'd love to do it, but never have. But I know that there are a lot of people that enjoy it and travel here because of it.
It's really been great for tourism on the Central Coast. Cam, thank you so much for taking time out this morning and reliving your time in the helicopter as we watched the HMAS Adelaide sunk off of Boga Beach, Cammy. Take care,
boys.